Tuesday morning conversation time. As promised, Mike Krewall from Dunn Financial Services is with us here this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Jeff.
All right, we need to do some disclosures first before we get into our conversation, so let's get that done right now. Mike.
Awesome. Okay, disclosure. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 12 organizations that offer 51 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE or your local state insurance program to get information on all your options.
I was talking with somebody, you were here like 3 weeks ago, right?
So sounds right.
Sometime between today and the last time that you were here, somebody flagged me down and said, you know, I really appreciate when Mike Krewall comes and talk, because the stuff that we get at this age is confusing. There's so much of it, we don't know what to do. And so that kind of plants a seed of fear in my mind, Mike, for that when I get closer to that age, I'm going to start getting bombarded with this stuff. How am I going to figure it out? I just told him, don't need to get confused. Just call Mike at Dunn Financial. Done deal.
Thanks, Jeff. It can get confusing this time of year. The volume of messages, both in print or media, making it sound like people need to do things, just leads to a lot of confusion out there. Yeah. Makes it sound like there's new benefits that are unlike anything else, and there really isn't any, and it confuses people. It gets people worked up unnecessarily, in my opinion, and we like to set the record straight.
Let's face it, a lot of people on fixed incomes, once we start to get to advanced ages, and nobody wants more money coming out of their pocket if they don't have to. So it's not only confusion, but it adds anxiety and a lot of our negatives to our lives we don't need.
Exactly. I mean, it can get complicated out there, but again, we're here to simplify it. Yeah. And then the other thing is we really try to help people not getting into a bad situation if they're doing it on their own or anything like that. We're going to educate people and always be a resource for people.
Good deal. Let's get right going here. Enrollment periods. Let's start right there because some deadlines are coming up, right?
We're kind of in the middle here. So okay. The Medicare open enrollment started on October 15th. That will run to December 7th. The products involved with that is going to be your Medicare Advantage plans. It's an opportunity for people to enroll into one for the very first time if they're making a switch from, say, a supplement, or they can change their existing Advantage plans. And then, so that's the one that is has already started. And then coming up next Wednesday, I believe, is the 1st of November. That is when the federally facilitated marketplace, formerly known as Obamacare, enrollment period starts. That runs from November 1st through January 15th.
Okay.
And so we'll have a little bit of an overlap coming up.
We'll take care of Medicare and first here now. As we were talking earlier, before we went on the air, and the last time that you were here also, Mike, generally speaking, let me see if I have this right. Let me see if I am following correctly. When it comes to Medicare coverage, most people with their basic health coverage, they're covered and they don't have to make any changes. However, where you really make a difference in people's lives and in their coverage is when it comes to the drug coverage, the drug plans and such like that. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay.
So if an individual is already on a Medicare supplement, they don't have to do anything year over year on that. Can they look at the premiums because those are going up every year? Yes, they can review that, etc. The Medicare Advantage plans, if they like their plan, they don't have to do anything as far as a re-enrollment. They can just continue into that for 2024. But again, there's an opportunity for people to review. Mentioning the drug plans.
Okay.
The drug plans don't get any mention on TV. They don't get mentioned on the print, in my opinion. The area that people should review every fall, whether or not they're on a supplement or their Advantage plan, is their drug plans, because that Medicare product undergoes a lot of potential changes that can be very impactful. We'll see not only a change in plan premiums, that's communicated during there's a letter that they'll get from their carrier called their annual notice of change. We see premium changes. We can see network changes. So a plan might use one set of pharmacies as a preferred, and they might renegotiate and go with something else. And then the other one is changes in co-pays, co-insurance, and formularies. Formularies are the medications that your plan is actually covering for that particular plan year.
One thing that I don't think we've talked about, I don't know if we did, is a long time ago, so it's probably good for a refresher, just to get to the basics of all this. Especially for people that are in their 60, 61, 62, you're going to start getting bombarded with this Medicare stuff if you're not already getting it. So basically, just to break it down here, basically, I don't want to assume that everybody knows what we're talking about. So Medicare is the insurance that you will pay for once you turn 65 years old, correct?
That is correct. So Medicare is from the government. That is automatic at age 65. Medicare A is automatic at age 65. Medicare Part B, for most people, is going to be at age 65. But if somebody is continuing to work or is covered by their spouse's group plan beyond 65, then they actually might go on Medicare B at a later age than their 65th month of their 65th birthday.
But while we're talking about Medicare, it's government provided, but you still pay premiums for it. It's the government's insurance system for people 65 and older, but you still have to pay premiums.
You have to pay premiums. So everybody, regardless of what they're going to do on their supplemental side, the premium for this upcoming year is going to be $174.70. That was just announced here. That's an increase from $164.90. So there goes part of your Social Security increase gets eaten up in that. And one of the requirements, so now Medicare is going to pay for 80% of the approved reimbursement rate on approved charges.
Okay.
Leaving a gap for people. That's where I come in as far as the supplement or the Advantage plans, etc. And then the other thing out there is, regardless if an individual is taking prescription drugs, the government does mandate that they have what's called credible drug coverage. And there are penalties if you don't maintain that. That requirement can be met either through a standalone drug plan. That's going to be something if somebody's going to have a supplement. They're going to have it potentially covered through their Advantage plan, where it's a combination of their health and a prescription drug plan. Or they might be on Senior Care, which I've mentioned in numerous times, sure, which is a state pharmaceutical assistance program that can cover everybody. It's not just for those people with low incomes.
Okay. So the health care coverage is one part, but the drug coverage is another part.
Yes.
And so that's what we want to make sure. It's the drug part that has the most changes. And you told me before we went on, that's where it impacts people's lives the most, is the drug part.
You bet. And again, it doesn't get any type of mention out there whatsoever. And
why is that? Now I would assume that when it comes to advertising, all these different companies are just trying to make a buck. They're trying to say, we've got a really good plan. And so they want to make a buck.
Yep.
Bottom line. But they don't always cover all the gray areas or the areas where, they might leave you hanging a little bit. But they're making their buck, but that's what they're counting on. So
drug plans don't get the message because there is no money for the agent.
Okay.
Compared to other products for the agent when they're working with drug plans.
Okay.
Flat out.
Well, that's
flat out.
You know what? That's the way we like it.
Yep.
Bottom line, that's why.
Bottom line. So, like, if I have an individual that has a drug plan and it's a change year over year, they come in, we make that change, I don't make a penny more.
Got it.
I don't make a penny more.
So, bottom line is, if you're happy with most of your coverage when it comes to going to see a doctor, going to the doctor's office visits, things like that, that's usually static. It stays pretty much unchanged, but it's the drug part, because of renegotiating contracts with different pharmaceutical companies, that's where the changes come in, and that's where the confusion can come in, and that's where people can maybe get left hanging with no coverage or without proper coverage.
Yeah, they can do a couple things out there. Obviously, during my the disclosure, talks about the 1-800 Medicare or the Medicare.gov website. Yeah. On the Medicare.gov website, people can plug in their prescription drugs and see any changes, or they can pick up the phone, they call me, they can call another agent, and just have it run. Because when you think of the tens of thousands of medications out there, I will say there's definitely an experience factor as far as plugging stuff in, and we'll guide people through the process as well.
As long as I've known the service that you offer at Dunn Financial Services, when it comes to making sure that people are properly covered, I don't know why anybody would do it any other way. I can't imagine that there's anybody listening this morning that says, you know what, I really love going over my Medicare stuff by myself every year and going through all the hassle and confusion and the paperwork. I just love it. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Not sober. not when they've been sober.
Good point. So, I just always think, I'm glad that you come in and keep reminding folks, but why would anybody want to do it any other way? And do you still get a fair amount of skeptics that come in and say, you know what, I can't believe you do this for nothing, Mike?
Yeah, yeah. People say, well, what do we owe you? Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. My time is free. My advice is free. We get paid from the insurance company, and regardless of the company, we get paid exactly the same. So it's great being able to tell people that we really don't have any conflict of interest. We are not beholden to one insurance company or the other. Nobody treats us any different than anybody else.
So use the service that's available and save yourself a lot of hassle. And we don't need more anxiety in our lives. My goodness, we got plenty of that going on right now.
True.
Before we leave the drug plan and drug coverage requirements, we don't want to leave anybody hanging. Any more information about that particular subject?
Yeah, I just want to remind people, if you are on senior care, every year you're getting that renewal, and pay your $30 and fill out the form, get it renewed, and because that's counting as your credible drug coverage. Even though it might not be paying anything when you walk in the pharmacy door, it's there for a reason. Okay. And then the other thing is as you go through the course of the year, if your situation changes and you find yourself on new and expensive medications, that senior care allows you to actually enroll in a drug plan at any time during the calendar year. They don't have to wait till the fall or anything like that. And it's all about a flexibility. It's maintaining flexibility while meeting your credible drug coverage.
So when people are sitting at home watching TV in the evening, I'm not sure. We don't have any of it on our station, I don't think. But I sure have been paying attention more at home. These messages are coming out all the time. It's like there's the Jardiance ad, and then there's Medicare ads.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. Everybody knows the Jardiance jingle now. That little blue pill with the big story to that's on all the time. But I'm seeing more and more of these things, so I can really see how somebody might be sitting there thinking, how do I sort through all this? And I don't know if they're doing it on purpose just to confuse, but there's a lot of companies out there vying for a small piece of the pie, and they're trying to get their piece of the pie any way they can get it.
Yeah, and any type of medications that are advertised on TV, those are going to be your brand name, and just think expensive.
Yeah.
And again, those are the ones that can really blindside you on a drug plan if you're on the wrong one.
So again, how are you booked up right now with any of these deadlines that are coming up? Do you have plenty of openings for you to go and visit somebody or have them come into the office to visit you? What do you look like on the schedule at the office?
Yeah, so we do have sometimes towards the end of next week and then beyond that, obviously. And again, we work hard. We work some pretty long hours, and we try to do some things over the phone, especially on the drug plans. Those are nice. I'll have people email me their med list, and then we'll run those. We can run those real quick and get back to them and go on from there.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I meant to bring that up, and it wasn't on my notes here this morning. Virtual meetings. I'm trying to get a doctor's visit these days. For a lot of doctors, they're asking, are you available to do a virtual visit? Well, heck yeah, I don't got to get in the car and drive. Yeah, I'd do a virtual visit. Are you doing that as well?
Not really. I mean, it's in person. The drug plans, those are very cut and dried.
Okay.
Those are very cut and dried, and we can run it. We can do the comparison. If it's something out there that we're making a change and we actually need to bring them in,
okay,
great, we'll make that appointment. Some of those things we can do just right through the Medicare website for people.
On the website, on the phone, and it can be done just like that?
Yeah.
What is the number to call for Dunn Financial Services for this service?
715-493-3116. And then the other number is 715-493-4803.
We'll repeat those two before we go. Now, for folks under 65, going to switch gears here to Obamacare, the Marketplace Insurance Program. What's our deadlines that we need to be worried about there? And what is anything new this year?
Yeah, the November 1st is when that starts. That's next Wednesday. And then that runs through January 15th. With the Marketplace open enrollment, that is the opportunity for people to sign up for a Marketplace plan that'll go into effect January 1st. So maybe somebody is not currently covered by insurance. This is their window to sign up. There are no pre-existing conditions. Everybody is going to be accepted, and you get to pick your plan. It is income dependent. So again, we'll work people through that process. And But on the marketplace, if you're already on the marketplace, you do not have to re-enroll. Communications from the marketplace leave a lot to be desired. They're very confusing. Like I said, you don't need to reapply. One thing you do want to do is look at and make sure that your income that's being reported for marketplace purposes is accurate, because your federal tax subsidy, which that's what gets reconciled when you file your income taxes, that is dependent upon your household income, and we don't want any surprises
right
when it come filing time.
When the tax man comes, you don't want that big surprise, so you got to keep that accurate. You got to keep that income accurate, and they can do that through you as well, because navigating the marketplace
yep
is a nightmare.
And they can do that even if they didn't get their plan through
okay
me. And then the other thing is that updating your income is not dependent upon the deadlines. So somebody, if they already have an idea what their 2024 income, we can do that now.
Okay.
We can do that in February.
And save yourself some hassle at next year's tax time.
Yeah. And again, those are things that easily done over the phone. I can access a person's Medicare plan and look at what's there and make changes right then and there on the phone call.
When it comes to marketplace plans, they're based on your ability to make money and your income that you have coming your household income. So with that in mind, when people say, I just can't afford insurance, I have bills to pay. Maybe they haven't looked into the different ways, and they're just assuming that it's going to be such a high premium, they're not going to be able to afford it. A lot of these high deductible, if you're a generally healthy person, you get a high deductible, low premium plan, at least then you're covered for the major things.
For the major stuff, yeah. And about 3 years ago, the government made some big changes. It goes back during our COVID years out there that really did open up where almost everybody's going to have a subsidy. In years past, again, going back about three, there was, I call it an income cliff. If your household income was over a certain number, you didn't get any help. So you're paying full price for your plan. Those days are history, and people will tend to be surprised.
And it's the full houses that need the most help when it comes to this stuff, because
exactly
there's a lot of folks to be covered in those full houses. One last point here before we go. Aspirus and United Health negotiations are still going on. Any closer to a resolution there?
I don't know about the resolution, but I know another set of letters went out, because we're getting phone calls. You know, they're worried that they're going to lose coverage. And all I can say is that I fully expect that they'll reach the agreement. They need each other. We saw this last year between Aspirus and a different carrier, and they reached that agreement the second, almost 2.5 weeks into November, which is pushing it. I get people getting nervous.
Yeah.
And once again, if people want to call and chat, there's opportunities to make switches not only before December 7th, but also after December 7th, because there's another enrollment period that, of course, we will talk about at our next radio show.
Sounds good. And again, just to really recap everything here, if you're over 65 or under, to wrap up our conversation with Mike Krewald from Dunn Financial Services, 493-3116, 493-4803. Again, 493-3116. Or try 493-4803. Both numbers will get you through to Mike Krewald, and you're going to be glad when you make that phone call to Mike.
Thanks, Jeff. You have a great day, and take care.
Going to dodge the hail on my way home here, I think.
Yeah, hope so.
Got it. Thank you, Mike.